My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda discuss their video chat, their future, and if Davin is gay. So listen and enjoy.
You know, I got to think, I got to be honest, it is kind of cool, like, if I did have, like, if I just met this Ghanaian girl online, like, if I wasn't in my current real relationship,
yeah.
And, like, it was real, and I fly this girl, and all of a sudden I got a Ghanaian girlfriend, that's kind of cool. That's a conversation piece.
You also have a concussion on your head lying in a ditch.
Well, no, I said if it was real, Joe.
All right.
Oh, okay, let's pretend it's real.
Like, yeah, if it was, that'd be cool.
I guess.
Why not? Stranger things have happened, I guess. Have you met Belinda?
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking.
Okay.
I go, do you think you'd be happy here? She goes, yeah, I'll be happy with you. I go, when we talk on video chat, I feel like I do most of the talking. It worries me. She goes, yeah, and there are lots at the, and I am quite shy. They kind of stare at me. I go, lots of what? Men? She goes, not really. Sometimes kids, girls, boys, other scammers. She didn't say that.
It took me a second. I'm like, what?
I go, you are shy around kids at the cafe? She goes, I mean all the people at the cafe. Sometimes they stare at me. It makes me shy. I go, why do they stare? She goes, when I speak loudly, I kind of scream. I go, you don't speak loudly. Maybe if you would not blast music, you could talk more quietly.
And that cafe sounds like a nut house.
It does sound like a nut house.
What are they staring at? What guys stare? Are there sirens and noise?
They're staring at the big gazongas. Mm.
She goes, yeah, that's true. But most people kind of like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's true.
I go, okay, listen, this is all going very fast for me right now. I did not know you felt that way. As you know, it left me speechless. Before I rush into something, I need to know we can talk and relate to each other like a couple in a comfortable way. I need to speak with you alone. No Ishmael, no friends, just you and me.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, okay, that's understandable, but we won't have lots of privacy at the cafe.
Right.
I go, I know, and it's troublesome, but it's the best way we can do it for now. It's not like I want to talk dirty with you. I just need to know how we relate to each other. It is one thing to type words. It's quite another to have normal conversation. With all the tech issues and Ishmael being there, though I am very appreciative of him. Without him, none of this is possible. The loud music. I feel we had no quality time together.
You should get credit as an assistant writer on this show.
He will in the movies. The last thing we want to do is waste each other's time. We are at the point in our relationship where we need to see what we have. This has been awesome and been fun, but we need to know if we have something that can last forever.
Yeah.
She goes, I get you. I am hoping for that, too. Let's hope we have the conversation next week. I go, okay. So am I what you expected when you talked to me? She goes, yeah, I kind of liked your black hair. Guess I had gel in it. It wasn't growing out of my forehead, so it's a win. I go, what color? I go, what color hair did you think I had? She goes, I knew it was black, but it was kind of nice to see it. I go, okay. I go, were you afraid I went bald? I laugh. I go, yeah, you want my sexy body. All of a sudden, I'm Rod Stewart. She laughs.
Do
I go,
you think my hair laps is sexy?
Laps and laps and laps.
Right? I go, I wasn't going for a laugh. I was going for a yes. She goes, yes. I go, well, now you're just saying it to make me happy. She goes, oh, no, didn't think you were bald, but I guess your work at the gym has given you a sexy body. Right.
All right.
I go, well, you think I'm a big old blob.
An elderly blob.
She goes, no, I didn't that way. I go, okay. She goes, where will you be performing today? Comedy club and performing at a party tomorrow night. She goes, whose party is that? I go, a bunch of strippers. They think I'm sexy and funny. She laughs. She's like,
even she knows that's bullshit.
She goes, like, really? And Belinda, the girl, says really, too. And that was not fed to her.
No, she says that for real.
I go, you like that? I go, why do you like that? She goes, didn't know you performed for strippers. Yep.
Wait a minute. This is the guy that writes porn. You didn't know I performed for strippers?
Yeah, that's true.
Hello.
Yeah, I write it. I don't partake.
I know. You were freaking out when they were porning it up right behind you. In
using the kids' wings. Fairy wings. Nipples going through ping pong table nets.
It's very awkward.
It is, Joe. That's the right word for it.
It's awkward.
My house. Or your house.
Or the next bathroom, whichever. Next bathroom.
Or my mind.
neighbors moaning in the scene when there's not supposed to be moaning.
I said cut!
The Don't call me that. No, cut. Funny.
N, how dare you? I go, do you think that is sexy? She goes, yeah, it is, and smiles. I go, why is that? She goes, you have a sexy body and strippers too. I go, but best of all, I have you, smiley face. How would you feel if I told you I was doing a show for male strippers and it was them that thought I was sexy? She goes, then I will think you are gay.
Did she?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
That's like a situation of ask a question, get an answer.
I know.
Remember, when we first started this many, many months ago, we established she was anti-gay.
Yeah.
And so was I, except that night I was going to see a show on Broadway. Something manly. Remember how like anti-gay I was, but I was doing all these gay things?
Yes.
And like the original incarnation of this version of Fake Davin?
Yes.
But the funny thing is, it's just like such a cut and dry answer, you know, all these layers of answer. But what would you think of it? You're gay.
To gay. But the thing is, no, I'm not gay. He was sucking my cock. No, but the thing is, it's like you would be performing.
I think I had that conversation with her at one point.
I think you probably did. But the thing is that you're saying that you would be performing for the strippers and they thought you were sexy. That makes you gay?
Apparently, yes.
Okay. You just have to be near the gay to be gay. Okay.
Well, let's see what I say.
Okay.
I go, you would think I was gay if I did a comedy show for male strippers?
Thank you.
She goes, no, if you think gay strippers are sexy. I go, so I guess you would not want me to give them hand treats for extra money.
Tom's holding back the vomit.
Tom, don't be jealous. Hand treats in Michigan.
Hand treats.
Loser pays up in hand treats.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I didn't even know that was on the table.
It'll be under the table, actually.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.